It's New Orleans. How else is a family going to show off all the crowns and scepters they have from when they were kings and queens in Mardi Gras courts? Ah. Not sure if Lila was being sarcastic or sincere, Ricky kept her tone neutral. She unzipped her carry-on suitcase and pulled out a 1950s cookbook titled Thoughts for Buffets. So, like you said, let's do this. 10 minutes later, a wide range of Ricky's cookbooks lined a shelf, their vintage covers facing forward. A curio cabinet displayed kitchenware gift items, both old and new, along with Zella's kids' craft kit. Ricky surveyed the scene with satisfaction. Out of nowhere, a barrage of angry, piercing bird shrieks startled her. Back off, a male voice yelled. Go away. Stop chasing me. Lila made a face. Theo's coming. A door slammed. Footsteps pounded down the hall. Theo Charbonnet, Eugenia's nephew, and V's grandnephew appeared in the doorway. Stupid peacocks. From what I read, they're actually quite bright, Ricky said, all innocence. Lila coughed to hide a laugh. Ricky hadn't read a thing about peacocks, but in the brief time she'd known Theo, she'd pegged the 30-something as an elitist whose ego was disproportionate in relation to his looks and personality. From what she could tell, he had only one thing going for him that he enthusiastically played on. He was a male employee in a staff otherwise skewing female, making him a catch, not just in his eyes, but in those of a few besotted Charbonnet employees. According to Lila, who was not a fan, as they like to say in Ricky's Hollywood hometown, Theo's position as director of community relations was ceremonial. The job basically an excuse to write off entertaining friends at Charbonnet's, the family's renowned Creole restaurant in the French Quarter. Theo circled the room, making a show of analyzing Ricky and Lila's handiwork. So, you finished your little setup here. Charming. Theo's comment dripped with sarcasm. Good luck, ladies. I expect a written report informing me of the results from today's meeting with my aunt. I'll make sure you get that, Lila said. She added in a whisper to Ricky as Theo departed the building to more peacock shrieks. Never. Ricky shared a grin with her friend. We're all set. And I think our little setup is awesome. She gestured to her outfit. What about me? Do I look okay? I want to make a good first impression. You look great. Wait. She peered at Ricky. You've got a lump. Her brow creased with worry. Are you okay? I'm fine. It's a gree-gree bag Zella gave me for good luck. I forgot I was wearing it. I'll take it off.
No!
Lila waved her arms in a panic. Not until after the meeting. It could bring bad luck instead of good. We can't take that chance. Lila took a step toward Ricky and reached out to stop her from removing the bag. The move caught Ricky off guard. Teetering in her high heels, she lost her balance. Lila grabbed her arm to stop the fall, but instead Ricky took Lila down with her, and the two women tumbled in a heap to the floor.
Good morning.
Lila and Ricky looked up to see Eugenia Charbonnet Felice standing in the doorway. The woman with the power to make or break Ricky's future. And judging from the expression on the imposing woman's face, a terrified Ricky feared it was the latter.